Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm your host, Jesse Steele. It is Monday, July 18th. So, not much going on, but we'll go back a couple of days here and let you see some of the stuff that we didn't get on last week yet. By the way, we're at 980 email subscribers right now at Eastern Sierra Now, so if you head over there, see where it says subscribe. Put in your email address, subscribe. Not only is that the best way to get your news, because then your email inbox is just full of whatever news stories are happening. So that's easy to skip if it's something you don't want to know about. You don't care about the Mammoth Community Water District, for instance, because you live in Lone Pine. Well, you don't have to listen to it that way. You don't have to click it. You just click on what's interesting to you. Shortly, we will have it a little more tailored towards your individual wants and desires, I suppose, and you'll be able to pick what you want sent to you or not. But we'll get there. Well, you know, it's growing, it's slow. But we're at 980, and I promised everybody when we hit 1,000, I will pull a name from those 1,000, and whoever wins is going to get a dinner for two on me at Copper Top Barbecue in Big Pine. So definitely a worthy prize for you only needing to type in your email and hit subscribe. Easiest rack of ribs you ever got, I'm telling you. So head over there and do that. And while you're at it, just check out all of our social media. You know, we have Instagram, we have Twitter, we have Facebook, all of those. All you got to do is just go to our page and hit like and subscribe. You're going to get everything we post there. You're going to have access to everything that we do. And it just helps us in the long run. We get bigger, more numbers. That's how this station can make money. That's how we move forward, is by having more numbers. It's easier to sell advertising. It's easier to, for instance, if you do it on YouTube, we can build to a place where we actually get paid by YouTube per video. So these are all things that can really help local news, and you can help support local news just by clicking and liking on something. So let's roll on to our first story of the day. Looks like Laws Railroad Museum and Historical Site has a new board of directors. I was just out there this weekend, and it was, as my dad calls it, a frog strangler. It was a torrential monsoon downpour for about 15 minutes right when we got there. And, I mean, it was like no joke. It felt like standing underneath a waterfall. Like, it was almost painful. The water was coming down so hard. And I ran around and tried to get some shots of the Old West buildings getting poured on just because it would look really cool. But yeah, it was crazy. And then it lightened up and it was great. We had a really nice memorial for my friend Dave Harden out there, and it was a really great turnout and everybody had a wonderful time. So thank you for that. They gave some rides on the Brill car. It was pretty amazing, and it was a good time. But the first part of this article is about the board of directors. So the Laws Railroad Museum and Historical Site holds board member elections every year following an open recommendation and nominations process. Laws Railroad Museum and Historical Site board members serve for 3 years. Each year, about a third of the board seats are up for election. Please see, that's how the world should work. Am I wrong? You know, Congress, people like that, especially Supreme Court. This is ridiculous. You get in for a lifetime membership on these types of things. How is that supposed to help anybody? New blood causes change, causes evolution. That's how we grow as a species. This is brilliant of the Laws Board of Directors part, and I commend them for that. Because if you've done a good job and you want to be a part of it, you just run again. That's fine. Excellent work for everybody on that end. So here's the new board members. So let's congratulate Pete Watercott, Fiddlin' Pete, he's the president, Jay Smart, vice president, Pam Vaughn, friend of the show, secretary, Denise Gillespie, treasurer, Becky Conants, Carola Gregorich, Brad Keene, Jim Morrow, and Marshall Rudolph. Thank you guys so much for jumping in and helping guide, which is one of the most important things we have in this area, which is our history and our legacy. And that is exactly what Laws Museum represents. So thank you all for your service to our county. So, Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce has their newsletter out today, July 18th. And there's some upcoming events. You got the Friends of the Inyo Shepherds of Today event. That'll be July 23rd. And that is in part with the Latino community of the area. What was the name of the event? I apologize. I just clicked on it and I can't find it now. Friends of the Inyo invites people of all ages, Eastern Sierra local and tourists alike, to join us at Bishop City Park at the gazebo on Main Street, Saturday, July 23rd from 4:30 to 6 p.m. to listen to local sheep herders, many of whom are Hispanic, talk about their adventures in nature, their responsible sheep herding practices, and sadly, how they have seen our beautiful Eastern Sierra landscape change over the decades due to water extraction and climate change. There's much we can learn from them. It'll be fun. It'll be free. There'll be businesses from the community displaying their services at outreach tables. They want you to bring lawn chairs and blankets to sit on, and it will be really nice even though it's a hot day out. There's some shady coolness at the park. It's all part of Latino Conservation Week, which is an initiative of Hispanic Access Foundation, HAF. It was created to support the Latino community getting into the outdoors and participating in activities to protect our natural resources. You can learn more at easternseernow.com. Another thing coming up, they have a community coffee through the Mammoth Lakes Chamber. That's 8:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. And that will be July 28th. And it looks like each month, Mammoth Lakes Tourism and the Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce partner to bring our local community updates on issues, events, and programs affecting Mammoth Lakes residents. So this one is a webinar, so it's not held at a location. It's a Zoom conference, 8:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. And to redeem your free cup of coffee, head over to one of the participating shops before noon on the day of community coffee to cash in and drink up on Mammoth Lakes Tourism. Please choose one location. Featured coffee shops are Black Velvet, Mammoth Coffee Roasting Company, Side Door, Starbucks on Main Street, Stellar Brew, The Looney Bean, Mammoth, and The Warming Hut. Stay till the end of the community coffee webinar for a trivia question and a chance to win a local prize. So that's pretty cool. And then August 4th is everybody's favorite event, Bluesapalooza. Y'all know where that's at. That's going to be a pretty great time. Unfortunately, a couple days ago, there was a traffic fatality in South Inyo County. July 16th, approximately 1300, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, a 23-year-old male was driving his 2020 Hyundai Sonata with a female passenger in the right front seat, northbound US 395 south of Haywee Canyon Road on the Done Moving Grade, in the number 2 lane at approximately 65 miles per hour. While traveling northbound, the Hyundai was approaching the rear of a slow-moving Freightliner tractor-trailer combination that was also traveling in the number 2 lane. As the Hyundai approached the rear of the Freightliner, the Hyundai failed to reduce its speed or maneuver around the Freightliner and collided into the rear trailer of the Freightliner. Both the driver and passenger of the Hyundai sustained fatal injuries as a result of the collision. The driver of the Freightliner was uninjured. The collision is currently under investigation by Bishop Area CHP, the Lone Pine Resident Post. So that's too bad. Everybody needs to pay attention out there. You know, we've all been there. I've done that a couple of times, especially going up the grade towards Mammoth, where you're going faster than they are because, of course, they're a giant diesel truck, and you can misjudge that and just slam right into the back of it. So take it easy around those guys, man. One thing, my dad was a trucker his whole life, and he told me the one thing to always remember with trucks is to give them a wide berth, give them respect. Those guys are out there earning their living, trucking hours and hours and days at a time. They're exhausted. They're doing everything that we need done to survive. But the one thing to never forget when it comes to trucks on the road, you will not win. So if you crash into one, they're going to be fine. You will not. He has seen too many times where people have done that and crashed and died, and it was awful. So just remember, trucks are much larger than you. It's just physics, man. There's nothing you can do without driving a tank that is going to let you win that fight. So give them wide berth. Give them respect. Don't pull right up on them and just sit there. You know, be cool to truckers, because that does not end well for you. So we're going to end today with a little unfortunate news here for the Bishop Little League. They lost to Canyon Country and San Marino at the San Marino National. Let's see what happened. Saturday, they had a tough loss this morning against Canyon Country. We lost 4-3 with a walk-off walk. Our boys played outstanding and have every reason to hold their heads high going into tomorrow morning's game at 9 a.m. No doubt at all, we are the better team, and I believe we will get a chance to show that later in the tournament. Tomorrow, we will be playing the winner, San Marino, and Crescenta Valley. That was from last Saturday, or Saturday the 16th. So now, here we go into Sunday. Good afternoon. Unfortunately, the tournament was cut short today, losing to San Marino National 5-4 in the 7th inning. Our boys played their hearts out and did amazing. As the manager, I own all responsibility for these close losses. The talent on this team is extraordinary, and Bishop has an exciting future for high school ball, as 11 of our 14 are headed to BUHS. Thank you all for your support. So that comes from Josh Nicholson, the team manager for that. I would say, Josh, don't hold yourself too responsible for that. It's just baseball, bro. I'm sure the kids are going to be fine. It sounds like they played their butts off, and everything is great as far as moving forward. You know, you win, you lose. That's how it goes. But that's great that 11 of those kids are going into high school baseball. That's fantastic. Whether they go JV or straight out to varsity, that team was incredible this year. The varsity boys team, they just whomped on everybody. So that's just what they needed, some more talent brought in, man. They really will have a chance to go pretty far with Coach Ruggiero there. So can't wait to report on those boys. And great job in the tournament. Who cares if you lost? Look at the scores on that game. Those are tight games. That is very cool, very respectful. Respect worthy, I meant. So good job, boys. And we will see you next year in high school. Okay, we are going to call it today for that one. The next 2 days are going to be a little bit iffy on the podcast, so we might get one out, we might not. We'll see. It depends on how much news comes out, and I will be in Reno for a few days. So I will try to crank something out. But if not, we'll get back to you on Wednesday, most likely. So head over, get the mobile app. It is for both Android and Apple. And that is your best way to not only find the podcast, but to also find whatever stories come out, whatever information needs to be out there in the public. That's how you're going to do it, with the touch of one button. We are killing it on there, by the way. We've got a couple hundred at this point, and we absolutely want to get a couple thousand. So let's keep moving forward on that, shall we? Remember, like and subscribe at easternsherenow.com. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you later.